It's graduation season for high school seniors across the country. Some students have decided what they'll do next, but for others, those decisions are complicated by their legal status in the United States. We talked with two seniors who were kids when their family brought them to the U.S. illegally. Neither of them have DACA status, deferred action for childhood arrival, so there are a lot of questions as they reach adulthood. Jimena is a high school senior in California, and Citlali is a senior in Illinois. We're using only their first names to protect their identity. We hear first from Citlali.
I'm a senior and I am 17 years old. I have been working towards the college application process and transitioning to go to college.
My name's Jimena. I'm 17. That's a lie. Wait, okay, start over. I'm 18 years old. I'm a senior and I'm about to graduate.
I come from a working family. My parents migrated here with me and my older siblings when I was one.
I was 9 when I came to the U.S.
I've always had a good understanding of my status, of my parents, of our, like, financial situation. And that's why, like, that was my biggest concern for college, was not being able to pay for it. It's something that's terrified me ever since I was little.
I will immediately terminate President Obama's illegal executive order on immigration.
I always thought that I wasn't going to be able to go to college, and it just really upset me.
I'm a senior now, and so some of the limitations that I faced were the main one was scholarships, because a lot of them require citizenship or DACA, and I didn't have any of that. And that made me really frustrated because I worked so hard to have unlimited opportunities, and so that made me really angry. And there was like a time where I was wondering why I was working so hard if I couldn't even do a lot of things.
I'm not documented.
This morning, Secretary Napolitano announced new actions my administration will take.
The election year executive order helping the so-called DREAM Act kids.
Today, hundreds of young people lined up in L.A. for help filing applications. The scene was repeated in San Diego, Chicago, and across the country.
So I was aware of DACA, and like my mom would always say, once you turn 16, you're going to have this opportunity. So I was looking forward to it.
To me, that's pretty much what it means. They brought you to the U.S. because they want a better future for you.
But once I was nearing the age is when the Trump administration started to have threats towards DACA.
I'm here today to announce that the program known as DACA that was effectuated under the Obama administration is being rescinded.
I sometimes regret not applying, but then again, like, I realize our fears were valid enough for us to not apply.
I didn't really know what, like, the limitation of not having papers was until my junior year, because that's when we started to look kind of for summer programs and internships, and some of my peers were getting, like, nominated for Global Glimpse, and I was nominated to go to it, but that required me to have papers so I can travel, and so that's when I started to feel the frustration of not having papers.
I still don't know where I'm going to college because it's a very tough process, especially with the financial aid and trying to see how I can cover that.
I know that I can't work, and so I try not to think about that one too much. And I know it frustrated me a lot, and I realized that it's not my fault, and it's just the way it is. And so instead of just being angry about it, I decided to just look forward and just keep pushing forward, because it will eventually work out.
It's frustrating, but those were your dreams and hopes from your parents, and you're established here, and there's nothing else that they can do. You can keep trying and fighting and working hard. It's possible.
Citlali and Jimena are both high school seniors graduating this weekend. They told their stories to the world's Marnette Federis.